Imagine you have no support system to depend on, no family member or friend to go to for support, for assistance, and the narcissist becomes the only person you can go to whether they provide that support or not. Imagine the narcissist having an army of so many enablers and flying monkeys on their sides, and you on the other side, isolated from everybody. Why? Because the narcissist made it seem like they are the only one you can trust. They're your only friend. They're your only true family. Imagine how easier it becomes for the narcissist to gain control over the victim in such a situation after brainwashing him or her into thinking that nobody loves them. This is exactly what happens in the narcissistic relationship, and that is what we are going to talk about. Hi, I am Danish, a narcissistic abuse recovery professional. Today's episode is going to be all about exploring the predatory networking skills of a narcissist, how they isolate you from everybody and raise an army against you. If that sounds interesting and you're eager to learn more with me, please make sure to subscribe if you haven't already, or if you are new to this channel, because your subscription helps spread awareness about narcissistic abuse. Due to a narcissist's fake charisma, charm, and predatory social skills, they fool a lot of people. They manipulate them into thinking that they are around a person who is fun, who is charismatic, who has a lot to offer, who knows how to live life properly, who is new, who can give us new experiences. And that is how they attract these people into their life like a magnet. We call them predatory networking skills of a narcissist. They can network anybody in the supermarket, in the mall, let's say, in the hospital, by helping them, by making it seem like they're the kindest, most altruistic person. They're the one who can just sacrifice their own self when it comes to saving others. But in reality, that is nothing but an act to gain compliance. Their social skills to fool people are not social skills. They don't know how to get out there and connect with people because they do not have any authentic desire to connect with people. They do not know how to form any connections at all. They have mastered this art of manipulating people, reading into people's emotions, their characters, their personalities, and knowing how to talk to a person to bypass their critical factor, get into their psyche, and gain control, become the driver. That is what they do. And how is that detrimental to you? Nobody believes you when you talk about this person and say, so-and-so is abusive, so-and-so is manipulative, so-and-so gaslights, so-and-so is not authentic, they're a hypocrite, and so on. Everybody thinks, especially those who have been manipulated, you are a fool. The most unfortunate thing about such relationships is that with time, you lose people, and with time, they gain more people, and that is the primary reason why they replace you. Why do you lose people? Because of their manipulation. They tell you things about your friends, let's say. They brainwash you and you are forced to cut them off. And sometimes it's not brainwashing. They force you to do that. They create conditions like, if you do not stop speaking with this person, we are going to have problems, or they cannot interfere in our relationship because they know that person sees the truth. They know that person is telling you to leave or something, to do something like that, and they can't stand that. They know that person is a threat to their false self, and they can't stand having them in their circle. Why their circle? Because they think they own you, so your circle is essentially theirs now. Not every narcissist networks the same way. For overt narcissists who are grandiose and malignant, they use fake charisma. They appear charming. Those who are altruistic weaponize kindness, empathy, sympathy for animals, for social and noble causes. Yet altruistic narcissists are different than vulnerable in that vulnerable use eternal victimhood to gain supply. If you were to come across a vulnerable covert narcissist, they will tell you stories about their past, about their relationship, about their partner, about their children, Basically, everybody who is doing them wrong has done them wrong and will do them wrong only to gain your sympathy so that they can use it to abuse you. You can literally be sitting in a room filled with people who are neutral towards you and towards the narcissist. And assuming this narcissist is a vulnerable covert narcissist, they can turn them against you in an instant by crying, by wailing, by creating these stories that have no connection with reality, by making it seem like you are the biggest problem in their life, you are a monster, and everybody would start shunning you, abandoning you, giving you those weird, bad looks without even knowing you, and that makes you feel so isolated. How do I know this? This has happened to me. I'm telling you my life story. My mother used to do it all the time, and the shame that used to come from those experiences, I can't even express that in words. It used to be unbearable. She would make it seem like I was the biggest nuisance, yet at the same time, in a very contradictory way, later she would make it seem like I was her only source of support. It's mind-boggling to even think about this. On one hand, I was the cause of every single issue. I was the chain that was keeping her stuck. Yet at the same time, I was the one who was her only source of support and hope. This is what happens in a narcissistic relationship, and this is where that chronic self-doubt comes from. Oh, she loves me. Maybe I am doing something wrong because of which she feels I'm chaining her and so on. That is what I used to think. But no, it's not your fault. It's their shape-shifting nature. They do not care about you. They just make you a sacrificial lamb whenever they have to. Yet at the same time, they keep garnering supply from you through their covert narcissistic self. A time comes in your life where they have an army of people enabling them, their vulnerable narcissistic victim-y personality, an army of people against you, putting you down, cutting you off, and so on. Yet at the same time, she wants to keep you in the loop, to stay in touch, because she needs supply. This cannot be comprehended. How can she make these people hate you? I'm talking about my mother or a covert narcissist. And at the same time, stay in your life. Push for more supply. Well, this is what they are known for. If we talk about an overt narcissist, they might seem to be so cheerful, so joyful, so charismatic, as I explained earlier, yet in the same room filled with people who are totally neutral would think you're so boring. You are arrogant because you're not talking with anybody. Yet the narcissist is just so fun talking with every woman or man in the room, connecting, trying to know about their life, sharing their own experiences, listening, and wow. But nobody knows the monster behind that facade, only you do. Yet you are seen as the crazy one, as the one who is introverted, doesn't want to connect with anybody, who's arrogant, full of him or herself. If this is what you have experienced, I'm so sorry that it happened to you, because your pain was real. Nobody saw it, unfortunately. Loneliness then becomes a theme, general theme in your life. One, because you don't trust anybody, given the betrayal this narcissist made you experience. Two, the fact that nobody would understand me, nobody would believe me. Why even bother talking about my experiences? Three, your depression does not let you open up. You don't know how to express it. It's happening in front of you, yet it's so difficult to put in words. So all of this is daunting, beyond perplexing to not only experience, but then to heal from. The narcissist seems to be the sane one to everybody. They have an army of people, minions, flying monkeys, and people in general. Yet you're cornered and everybody thinks you're crazy for making it seem like this man is a monster when he is a family man. He has dinners with his children every night. He also invites you to these dinners. What's wrong with you? See, you are the one creating the problems. This is what is portrayed to the army, to the minions, or to these people who do not know exactly what is going on. That's why I say the dynamics of a narcissistic relationships are far more complicated than what people know and what they tend to think. It's not just like Why don't you leave? Why don't you go no contact? Why don't you move on in your life? No, it's not that. The game these people play is beyond what non-narcissistic people can ever understand. Their minds are something else. Smear campaigns are a big part of these networking circles they run. They have to tear your reputation apart only for one purpose: to destroy your image. Why? Because they can't control you anymore. You have left them. They have left you. You have exposed them or something else. You have given them a narcissistic injury, and they go to this network of theirs, cry wolf, and make it seem like you have ruined their life. You have destroyed their reputation, when in reality they are doing that to you. They just send them across to attack you. We call that abuse via proxy. And the only way to resist that is by not responding, by not reacting, and by doing everything in your capacity to save yourself financially, legally, emotionally, and in other ways possible and imaginable. In conclusion, a narcissist networking skills are not real networking skills. They're not social skills. They're not better than you in any way. I'm not saying that because I think we survivors are better than them. No. What I'm saying is they may make it seem like you are not so outgoing. You do not know how to connect with people. The truth is they know how to fake before people. They know they can become anybody. The situation demands them to become, yet you're authentic. You stick with who you are, and that is what sets you apart from them. You don't have to become this joker who wears different costumes only to amuse people and in reality has no personality whatsoever. With that, let's bring this episode to an end. I hope you found it insightful. If you did, please let me know in the comments, and be ready because I'm going to launch a mega membership for survivors of narcissistic abuse, and it's going to be filled with a lot of practical material on healing, life workshops, Q&A, chats. I mean, a lot of stuff that will provide you the resources and support you require to heal deeply. Until then, as always, let the healing begin and continue.